Lord, what about him?
When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? Jesus answered, If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. John 21:22.
I often get distracted by other people's actions and character. I get distracted by the person in the fancy clothes, in the fancy car, who seems to have it all together. And then I ask God, Lord, what about him? Why can't I be like him? God would answer me, Don't look around. Keep your eyes on me. You must follow me. I remember meeting these flawless parents who seemed to do everything perfectly. Their marriage seemed flawless. Their children seemed flawless too. I felt so much less of a good wife and a mother after I watched what they could do. I asked God, Lord, what about them? I am not like them. And God answered, What is that to you? It is not important what you or your children do, but only what I have done for you. You must follow me. I often look at ministers and people involved in church ministry, and once asked God, What about them? God responded, Some of those people don't even have a relationship with me. Only I know. His answer is always the same. You must follow me.
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12.
Know that every person is responsible to work out his own salvation, regardless of what other people are doing. Every person is responsible to bring his own beliefs of shame, abandonment, and condemnation to God, regardless of what other people do with their heartache, because you must follow him. Regardless of what others are doing, I bless you.